Lift your feet, lad. Okay. Well, that's a bit bright, isn't it?
Ah,
that's good. Okay, Psalm 8. Psalm 8, a bit of my testimony. How's that?
All right.
Good. Psalm 8, I will give thanks to the Lord, to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, Most High. My enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right hand. Oh, sorry, I'm looking at 9, I should be on 8. No, but 8, let's try that. Yeah, it's better. Lord our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You've made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. You've made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and animals of the wild, the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea that swim in the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Mm. Wow, how's that?
Amen.
That's a good beginning, isn't it? I wrestled, as a young boy, I wrestled with that. I didn't know God. And when I was 14, around about 14, there was a Billy Graham crusade in Sydney. I lived in Sydney in those days. And I was in a Methodist church youth group. And so, I think it was a Wednesday night or something, we went as a youth group to the Billy Graham crusade, and it was very convicting. And at that stage, my family, my mum and dad, were at each other. They were ready to divorce, and things were really bad. Not that my dad abused us as children. He was just not there. He was there, but he wasn't. He wasn't there emotionally. He was a good worker, but he left me fatherless, so I set out to find my life without a father. And I obeyed him and stuff like that, but I was wild. I went out driving cars fast and all those sort of things at 14 years of age. And I went to the Billy Graham Crusade, and somehow my heart was warmed. You know, so like it says John Wesley when he was converted, my heart was gently warmed. Mm-hmm. And the same was for me. And it started to rain, and Billy Graham said, now it's going to make it very difficult for you to come out. So I went out, as a few others in the youth group, and gave my life to Jesus. But it was okay, but I was at school, and I had homework every night at school, and I hated homework, I hated school at that age. And so I graduated, and 2 weeks later I just walked away from that commitment with God for 20 years. But God didn't walk away from me. That's the most amazing thing, isn't it, about him? But anyway, my search for... Because then I fell in love with a subject at school called geology, and I was going to become a geologist. So the last 2 years, in my day, because I'm 82 now, this week, and what am I saying?
Geology.
Thanks. Yeah, so the last 2 years were very important, leading to the leaving certificate, and that was the year we left school on. And so I took geology as a subject, very fascinating, very interesting, and I wanted to become a geologist. So then I failed the leaving certificate, and I passed the leaving certificate but failed the matriculation to get into uni. So then I applied for the university entrance exam. And worked like crazy, worked, 12 hours a day studying to get in. And I got in. 10% got in, and I was one of the guys that got in. That was very nice. But, so I did geology. And of course, you know what happens when you study geology? You study evolution. And of course, that was my life, consumed by evolution and the forms of geology, the rocks and everything else around. And I was really quite taken by it. But I saw a program on television or a book I read about Eric von Däniken, one of the chariots of gods or something, and how the gods visited Earth and there was no god except a spaceman, you know. And I was then taken by that. So then I made around the, I did some studies around Sydney on geology in my own, and fascinating, and I was 18 years of age then, fascinated by some of these different forms of geological forms around Sydney that were done by lightning when it hit the sand and sand rolled up and became, you know, sticking up about that high. Fascinated by it happened, how it happened. But it, suddenly I got deceived in just believing that that was God's creation. So but that drew me away for some years, right up to when I was 34 when I became born again, filled with the Spirit. And so that happened was that a couple came to my house, and he was the local young pastor, and just come there with his new wife, or his wife, in their first year, and came along to my house and had dinner with us and so on. But he challenged me about giving my life to Jesus, but I had all the excuses in the world, one particularly about evolution, you know, battles, backwards and forwards we battled, but he stayed with me and answered all my excuses from the scriptures, and in the end, after about 3 hours of battling, he won, God won. So I gave my life to Jesus, and went to bed because it was getting late, got up in the morning going, what's happened? There's colour around me. Instead of being grey like today, which it's my life, grey, and grey grass, grey green grass, it was now green. And the sky was actually vibrant blue. Oh, I've changed. You know, and I say, oops. And it's like, I felt, so they came back again the next night. They wanted to pray for the baptism of the Spirit. And I thought, well, I don't know what that is, but I'll have it. Because my experience was, in the first 24 hours, it was like I'd gone into a shop, had everything in there, you know, like those, what are those buns out there? Chelsea buns. Like Chelsea buns, and scrolls, my favourite. And walking in there, and walking through, and filling up everything, pumpkins, everything that was good for you and bad for you, and everything, filling it up and up and up and up and up. And anything I could ever want was in the shop. And that's what it felt like. Just being converted, just like Paul, maybe like Paul, that's how I felt on the road to Damascus, because that was the change in me, from a wild young fella into a man of peace, and the development, of course, in that. But you see, then it came, the regal came to me, I got baptized in the Spirit the next night, they laid hands on me, and they said, something happened to you? And I said, well, I don't know. Felt a bit woozy in the head because I had my head down. I don't know. But the next morning I woke up, it's like, the Bible, yes. And I had a Bible, which was given to me, and I wanted to read about this man, this God man, Paul. I knew about Jesus because I'd been to Sunday school, went to a Methodist boys' school in Sydney, private school, and all that sort of stuff. But I wanted to know about this man who was full of Jesus. What's he like? How does he work? How does he give his life and so on? So I was fascinated by the letters of Paul, and it came alive. It's just like speaking firsthand to me, the Bible. It's amazing. And so that was my condition. It was great. So, but then, of course, came the God's intervention in my life, the entanglement of evolution and creation and geology that was still in me. Now God is attacking that, for good, of course, you know, wanting to change my life to become a God man, thoroughly. And one of the ladies in the little church here, not about as big as this, the United Church in St. Helens was in those days, I was there for a time, and she said, why don't you just you trust in God for your salvation? Why don't you just trust him for the question about evolution and creation? And when he's ready, or when you're ready, you'll discover the truth. And I thought, well, that'll be when I get to heaven, you know. I'll be confronted by the Lord and I'll be satisfied. But no. Just to make this a bit quicker, along the road of journey, so a few years I was like that. I was like a mad evangelist for the first 5 years of my life in St. Helens. Wherever I went, everyone heard about Jesus. and so on. And it was at that early time when my first marriage broke down and so on. You've probably heard about that before. So here I was with two children, and I was the dad, and they were given to me to look after. And God was there working with in my life, you know. But this debate about creation and evolution was still in me. And so bit by bit, God chiseled away until the magazine came out. And I read the magazine about, what's it called now?
Creation, everybody. It was called Creation Ex Nihilo then.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Got that. And it straight away went, wow, God does create. Like I knew him as a creator, but I couldn't put the two things together. And suddenly my mind shifted and changed into being a holy mind, a mind that could understand the creation, the creator a bit better. And so the word of God came to me, like that scripture came to me and others, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and all those that live in it, they came real to me. They weren't just in a book written by somebody years ago. It became the now book. And that was fantastic. And so ever since then, I've had no debate about creation. It's the whole, the geological side of my life has gone. That's years ago now. But just to encourage you today, you may be here for the first time. You may be like me, conflict between creation. Is it real? Is God real in that sense? And or is man's way of explaining God by evolution true? I want to tell you today, I found that's not true. I found God's true. I found the word of God is absolutely correct and down to earth, easy to explain, rather than all the complications of evolution, trying to explain away all the rocks and stuff. Yeah. So that's my story to encourage you today.
Amen.